Blog Talk Radio.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my car. Blame you. No one bites back his heart on their anger. None of my pain will can show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my car.
Children has been rescued up in California, from my understanding. We'll get into that detail. But anyway, Russell, how you doing, brother? Did you survive?
Oh, yeah. I'm down here surviving in and out of the hot zones here in the Houston Metroplex area. Keeping the lights on and the stoves and the gas to the stove, so when they turn the knob, they come on, man.
right. I tell you what, brother.
I got a question for you, though, Joseph. I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
When did essential and sacrificial become the same thing?
No, that's a good question. When?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to think on that one. Right,
Come on, man. We're out here. I shouldn't complain. I know, you know, it's a tad bit risky and stuff, but, you know, I'm blessed. I'm much better than a lot of our brothers and sisters out there.
Right.
I'm still working and drawing a paycheck. So,
right.
Thank you, Jesus, for that. I don't think we've really plateaued here in this area yet. Now, I think, and let me just say a couple things on this, man. I see a lot of the numbers and stuff going on, and I posted a story, which I could not confirm a lot of it and stuff, but it made a lot of sense, and I put a huge disclaimer at the beginning and the end of it. It made a lot of sense what's going on here. But besides that, what I don't understand and what's really bothering me most about this is you see these numbers keep climbing and climbing and climbing.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that have been recovered and are out of the hospital, well, back home, whatever the case may be, those numbers are taking off those active cases. And
and we've been investigating that. We've investigated that all weekend.
Doctor, I don't know who this little Dr. Fauci or whatever the hell he is, but what is it about that guy that just makes you want to reach through the TV and just slap him fucking cross-eyed? And what's the blonde lady's name, doctor? Let me tell you something, you sons of bitches. I'm out here in this shit every day because y'all deem to call me essential, sacrificial, whatever the fuck, all right? I go in every day, go into these hot zones, risk my health, possibly my life, to make sure that the lights come on when you motherfuckers hit the switch. And I'm not talking about as an electrician. I'm talking about distribution. We're the guys that bring the electricity to the people you pay your bills to, all right? We are the big dogs on the block. The same way with the gas. When you hit your stove, that blue flame comes on. Guess what? That's fucking us, all right? And we're out here in that shit every day, risking our lives. And then some... Russ, do not use abrasive language.
hey, we're all ready to think you use whatever language you want to, brother. Go for it.
Some fucking cunt's going to stand up there and tell us, well, we need to meet more. You don't need to go to the grocery store, but once every 2 weeks, we've got... Let me tell you, cocksucker, something, all right? I'm at my wit's end here. My damn bar's been closed since March the friggin' 19th, all right? I haven't been able to see my hair cutter. I've been sitting here in the evening talking to two dogs and two fucking cats. I haven't been laid since the 1st of March, all right? And I'm out there risking my fucking life because y'all say I'm essential. And then y'all going to tell me when I can go to the fucking grocery store and how often I can shop? Let me tell you. Y'all are getting to that point. to where y'all are pushing the American people to the point to where they've absolutely had a fucking enough. Now, let me tell you something.
Yep.
I want to call bullshit on this so bad I can't stand it. But
well, that's what we're going to do tonight, brother, because
Let me finish, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking the numbers off. They're saying these hospitals are overflowing and stuff. The citizen reporters out there are going, no, not really. As a matter of fact, from what I've heard, there's healthcare workers being laid off in parts of the industry.
You're talking to a healthcare worker that was laid off.
People are getting behind on their payments. They've lost their jobs. This big government bill has not made it to anyone yet that I know of. Okay?
Nope.
And the people, and don't get me wrong, there's people out there that need it, people who make, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, stuff, with families that need it. Well, who doesn't need it is these motherfucking, and now, before everybody loses their shit, all right, I'm not talking about the handicapped, the widows, the orphans, the people incapacitated mentally who cannot take care of themselves. Yes, we have not only a moral but a biblical obligation to take care of those people. And I do not have a problem with that whatsoever. But when you've got these son of a bitches that have been living out of our back pockets going to get thousands of dollars because they got 14 fucking kids from 14 fucking different daddies. And that's not racist. You got a white, black, yellow, red, orange, polka dot, and motherfucking Marine Corps fucking green, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So take your little butt hurt and go throw yourself on a fucking vibrator or something, all right? Get out of my fucking face.
Right.
What's being missed in the group of people that are being missed, that are being hurt as much as those people who made, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 last. The people who are being left out of this, and I've got tons of friends that made $80,000, $100,000 last year that are sitting there on their ass right now because the price war with fucking Saudi. And when was the last time you motherfuckers saw $1.50 gas, huh? All right. These people are in a bind. They're not making any money. They're used to living. They bought houses, everything else. And the government
is $1.55 over here.
If you don't, you know, if you made under, if you made over $75,000, we're going to knock this down and knock it down and knock it down. And if you made over $99,000 last year, well, you don't need shit. What kind of morons are running this fucking country? And I don't want to hear a motherfucking word about Democrats on this. All right? Yeah,
it's on both sides, Russell.
They slowed it down. They did this. They did that. They did exactly what fucking Democrats do. All right? And if anybody expected anything other than that from them, we need to sacrifice you to the fucking coronavirus fucking God and fucking throw your ass in a volcano, okay?
Well, hey, there's a volcano right behind me that needs to be used.
Republicans, motherfucking Republicans are responsible for this bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about President Trump. President Trump's been handed a sack of shit from one end of this deal to the fucking other, all right?
And he
I'm
is doing that.
Mitch McConnell, John Cornyn.
Yep.
Ted motherfucking Cruz,
Grandpa,
Mr. Gay Guy, never been fucking married. What's his fucking
Lindsey
name?
Graham.
Thank
Lindsey
you. These motherfuckers come up with it? Really?
Right.
Really?
Right.
Really, Republicans?
Right.
Oh, geez.
All right.
So, anyway, when I tell you that there ain't a dime's bit of difference between Republicans and Democrats, bang, I rest my case. Okay, I'm sorry, Joseph, I had to get that out of me. Go ahead, brother.
I'm glad you did, because you said exactly what I wanted to say, brother. But I tell you what, we've been investigating all weekend. Me, Carmelita, a bunch of us have investigated. Dude, not one hospital is overflowing, even up in New York. A hospital out there that CNN all has been reporting out of, dead. Nothing going on. Louisiana, nothing going on. Utah, nothing going on. New Mexico, nothing going on. What's up with all this bullshit? Well, we're going to tell you.
Well, I'm
going
to go into the hospital, guys.
And Carmelita has been doing a good job investigating. We went to test.
But I'm going
site.
Into the hospital
not
tomorrow. I'm
going
to go into the hospital.
Yeah. Not a car one. Oh. Here's the flabbergaster on this whole thing. Like Russell was saying, you know, here in New Mexico, they just put a curfew on our asses. Bars are going to be closed tomorrow. Everybody's got to be in by 8 o'clock. Yep. The bars got closed here starting tomorrow. Everything shuts down at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Thank God we had a district judge here in Texas shut down this motherfucking idiot county judge here in Harris County who decided she's going to turn all these motherfucking convicts loose on us and stuff. All right, the district judge slapped the cease and desist on that, and it wasn't debatable. It wasn't anything. It was, you stupid bitch, knock it off right now. You do not have the authority to do that.
All right.
So
all right.
At least that's been stopped. But X amount has already gotten out right over the last couple weeks. And guess what? Fucking burglaries have jumped 20%.
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. Since we started doing all these events, even Derek, he's been reporting to us and stuff, reporting online, on live feeds and everything. But here's the thing, the numbers aren't adding up. They are using people who have heart attacks, died of natural, like we're doing, we're talking about, using these in the coronaviruses on the death certificates, which is fucking wrong. It's very fucking wrong to do. So this is part of a plan. Me and Derek called each other this morning. We talked for a long time. What they're doing, they're trying to overthrow the president, and they're taking us down with them. And I agree with Derek on this one. They're taking us down, folks. We said this a long time ago. They're taking us down.
Fox News fired that young lady reporter, man. A very smart, intelligent lady who came out, and nothing she threw out there was unsubstantiated. She called it out, and Fox News turned around and fired her almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's all that. Hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Piss
off. Oh, Virgil, I'm doing good, my brother. You know, a sacrificial lambs out here in the hot zone. You know, we're just fucking dancing around, enjoying it, fucking, and we're not even getting no fucking hazardous duty pay. You know what? They can just, like, fuck
right,
and kiss my bright white shiny ass.
Right. Hey, and I'm qualified in the hazard department. I mean, I've got a certificate and everything for hazmat and everything. So, you know, I do got a volcano behind me that we can dump bodies into, but can't find any.
Well,
them bodies
are going to smoke a lot because a lot of them are made of plastic.
Right. I mean, has anybody seen or heard of anybody, seen any dead bodies anywhere, or heard of anybody that knows anybody that has seen somebody dead?
Nope. Actually, what I'm going to do tomorrow, it might sound crazy to you, but I'm going to the coroner's office.
Mm-hmm.
Because the coroner's office, you got to remember, Maryland only has one coroner's office, and it's downtown Baltimore, okay?
Right.
And I went today to the testing site again to see. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to this testing site. Went to the testing site, and you guys saw my one video. I walked inside the tent and everything, not a damn thing in there. So tomorrow I'm going to put on scrubs, and, you know, and an ID, and then I'm going to go into the actual hospital and just go to the fourth floor, fifth floor, sixth, well, seventh floor is pregnant people. So, but ICU, the floors that's all, you know, on there. And then mm-hmm. it's kind of crazy because my dad was in the hospital like 3 weeks ago. At Bonneville Washington Medical Center. And, I mean, he was only there kept overnight. But there was nobody. I'm telling you, it was, like, pretty empty on that floor, man. And then when I went to the five hospitals, like I told you, and I went to major hospitals, guys. The University of Maryland Shock Trauma is a major hospital. My daughter and I circled around there twice. The tents that were set up in the now in the alleyway of the hospital, okay, because the ER faces Lombard Street, which is like a main street in the downtown Baltimore. Now, the National Guard was with, this is the shit that really I find funny. I think it was just a stage setup, but in the beginning of this shit, the National Guard was with, in the area of downtown Baltimore where I went. But when we went the first day I did the videos, there was no National Guard in sight. None. They were nowhere around that area anymore. So then I said, well, I better go to another hospital because I wanted you guys to see that there was more than one hospital that was doing the same shit. So we went to Baltimore Washington Medical Center, University of Maryland Shock Trauma, Harbor Hospital, Howard County General Hospital, and St. Agnes Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow, you know, and I'm telling you, every last one, guys, not a line, not in person.
Right.
I did not see an individual.
Right. We're seeing the same thing here. And here's a kicker is that starting this week, all the Walmarts here, I got choked on some coffee. All the Walmarts over here are only allowing three people inside the store, and I got cops everywhere out here.
Well, the Lowe's here have security cameras up and speaker systems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other day I took a video of it.
I've got to say that here in Texas, as far as law enforcement and the enforcement of this thing, Sylvester Turner, quite possibly the most crooked mayor since Nagin there at New Orleans. He thrown his little temper tantrum, and he had them cut down all the hoops and all that shit in the basketball courts and started doing all that. But as far as enforcement of this thing and stuff goes, the PD has been pretty hands-off because I think a lot of these guys have a feel for the, for the cities, towns they serve in and that kind of stuff. And I'm thinking they're sensing that the people have had about all this shit they're going to take. So
exactly.
They've been pretty hands off, and I haven't seen let me just put it like this. I haven't seen any just completely absurd shit going on. So we'll see what happens. Now our Governor Abbott has the DPS there on the Texas Louisiana line, and they're stopping, checking people, and you know, saying, "All right, well, you know, you're coming here from in from Louisiana, and you need to go self quarantine for 14 days." Right. Thank you. I mean, where the fuck are you gonna self quarantine for 14 days? You know, you know. I mean, it's just. I mean, this is. I'm not tracking on any of this, and fucking.
No,
and I think our president knows this is bullshit.
Yeah,
our president knows this is bullshit. He knows exactly what's going on, but he's having to fucking walk a fucking fence rail right now, okay? You know, and he is absolutely surrounded by fucking idiots at this point.
Well, he called out a reporter this morning. That was hilarious. Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Go ahead, Russell. When you finish, go ahead, Russell.
And you know, like I said, and I trust Doc Chip. I call him Doc Chip. He is a renowned, I mean, internationally renowned trauma doctor, teaches that kind of stuff, and I trust his judgment. And he says this is very, very real, you know, and that these numbers could do that, okay? And when he tells that, because, listen, people, I mean, you know, if it smells like a bioweapon, if it walks like a bioweapon, it is a bioweapon. Now, the origins of this thing was, like I said, I did a story, and I put disclaimers on it because, of course, none of this can be confirmed. I put disclaimers on it, but I said it threw a lot of light on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people saying this came right out of Fort Detrick, Maryland there. The bio lab that was shut down for hazardous leaks and stuff. Back in September or some shit like that. Or maybe it was August, somewhere about mid-year plus or minus, okay? I don't have that stuff in front of me right here. And, of course, the next thing you did, you had this mysterious respiratory illness going on. And the next thing you know, oh, it was all about vaping. Well, you know what? Vaping's been going on for 10 motherfucking plus years.
Yep.
And there was nothing like this ever come of vaping, all right? So, like I said, none of this is going to be confirmed, but if you kind of follow the tracks on that thing, it's very interesting and throws some logic on it. But then you have doctors that can't agree on any fucking thing either. One doctor will tell you virology 101 is the country with the most strains. Of it, and there's five strains of this, and of course we have all five strains here in the U.S. All right, and people are going, well, you know, that concludes it. That's it. And then the next virologist, depending on their political beliefs and their personal agenda, will go, no, that's completely incorrect because this thing self mutates and stuff like that. So the region that has one strain is where it originated from. So you've got people like myself out here trying to track, make some kind of sense and logic of this. And people are in the know that can't even agree on what the fuck is happening. You know?
Exactly.
And,
here's my question on this. I'm going to ask you guys. How the hell do these media know how many people are going to die? How do they know this peak is hitting this week? I mean, how do they know the questions and the answers to all these before we do? That's my question.
Well, Joseph, right now on the news today, first of all, Louisiana is reporting 14,867 confirmed cases. Okay. 512 deaths, okay, so far. Now the news is coming up with, all of a sudden, Chicago made the news today. Because the so-called C-19 virus is killing a majority of minorities in the country. So you can look right now for Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, Jesse Jackson, and every other race pimp to come out of the woodwork on this, and they're going to get their little share of the pie, and the mayor of New Orleans is in on the bandwagon too with this. So it's just been turned into a circus. It's
but the question I have to ask you,
not one person I know. Now, I did have a very good friend of mine passed away yesterday, but she had very, very serious health problems concerning her heart, and she's been having this for quite some time. So I'm going to be watching this closely, and I'm going to let things cool down a bit. And I'm going to get some records, find the medical records and a death certificate. And if she is listed, because I talked to her husband today, if she is listed on this coronavirus count, I'm going to raise 700 pounds of hell, because he said she did not have it.
Well, let me ask you guys something. This is what I'm finding to be a common factor in this. And I don't know if I'm off base, but this is the one thing that's kept popping in my head. It seems like the majority of these states that have these huge, huge outbreaks and, oh, my God, the sky's falling, all that, are Democratic-run states. And what happens when you have a hot spot for this so-called coronavirus? And, you know, is it real? I assume that it is. Is it of the magnitude they say it is? I think their bioweapon was a fizz bang. But the one common factor is that the majority of these states that are claiming this and, oh, hot spots, and all of a sudden the infection rate jumps through the ceiling, and, oh, the death count, and da-da-da, and all. And what are these states getting? They're getting federal fucking dollars. This is turned into a motherfucking money-making scheme for these fuckers, man. And I believe that. Does anybody else get that?
Oh, yeah. That was why I asked the question that I asked. And here's the thing to add to this is that, you know, I'm going to say fucking bullshit on this whole shenanigans. This is a sham. It's a sham run by the Democrats, by both sides. We're being fucked with.
Well, I'm not. Now, I agree with that, and I'm not saying this virus isn't real, but I don't think
where's
it's
the
had,
bodies at, Bert
had
Russell?
The impact. I don't think it's had the. They say it is, and if this does not stink of a fucking deep state unsanctioned black op to bring the economy and the president down, I don't know what does. Now, you have people getting sick and you have people dying from this. And you have some young people, you do, and stuff like that. The majority of them, majority of the people had some kind of underlying health problem regardless of their age, okay?
Right.
So,
let's take that to
what it
is.
And according to the CDC, as of mid-March, which was last month, 59,000 people died of the common flu.
Exactly, right? Russell. Exactly. Exactly.
And this coronavirus does not have kind of numbers. Is it infectious? They're saying it does. Yes, but I don't think it's infectious as they're claiming it is. There is something I want to say and get out there. And I know we have a lot of freedom loving patriots listening to this show that are just losing their minds over this government overreach. And I want to say to you guys, and I mean this because, believe me, brothers, I am one of y'all about this government overreach. But listen, do not become the problem at this point where they can point the finger at you, okay?
Exactly.
You got to look at it like this, all right? You can only slay one dragon at a time, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we have to do is expose what this is, how real it is, how real it isn't. People are working their asses off doing that, and more information's coming out, and we will have our day of truth, and it will be soon.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that with all my heart and stuff like
that.
So
do I.
Until it comes Nazi Germany, we want to check your papers kind of thing. Just sit tight.
It's already to that
this
point.
Time, use this time to strengthen yourself. Use this time to get together with your brothers, your sisters.
Communicate.
Everybody that is important to this movement, work together. Lay out your POA. Get your rally points together. Do all that. But do not launch out wildly in some kind of stupid move, because that would be right into their hands. All right?
Yep.
Let's stay calm.
Yep.
Let's slay one dragon at a time. That's all we can do at this point.
That's why you don't.
And anything other than that is not going to bring anything but negativity down on what we're trying to do here. And that is my honest opinion. Carmelita, Joe, Virgil, are y'all thinking along the same lines, or am I?
Yeah, I mean, this is why we're calling.
Yeah,
this is why.
I'm
on
point with you guys. We're watching everything. I especially am watching everything here in Louisiana, because John Bell Edwards, I don't trust that cocksucker as far as I can spit. Because this here, the numbers are not adding up. It's just, I mean, out of 14,867 people. I think I would have heard of somebody around here having it. And plus, if it's so bad, okay, how come we have doctors and nurses coming from Shreveport, Louisiana, down to New Orleans to help at the charity hospital? I mean, don't they have their own cases? I mean, if this is such an outbreak... Now they're calling. They're blowing this out of proportion, saying Jefferson Parish is going to have to get refrigeration trucks for the bodies. Well, let me inform you of this: Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, New Orleans, has been using refrigeration trucks way before this to hold bodies because of the murders they have. In New Orleans, the coroner's office cannot hold them all.
And they're probably adding New York.
There's 10,000, over 10,000 confirmed cases in the United States. And they're saying the majority of that is in New York. And Cuomo is calling for all kind of financial help, this help, that help, all kind of help. He's trying to get on. Don't let people talk, Joseph.
Go ahead.
Okay. And he's just trying to grab all of the gravy and everything. People in New York, I talk to people in New York, and They're telling me it's a bunch of bullshit. It is a bunch of bullshit.
It is a bunch of bullshit.
And now you got Shifty Schiff and Maxine Waters and all these son bitches here wanting to hold impeachment hearings on the coronavirus response from President Trump.
I mean, this is just
sickening. It's sickening not from the coronavirus. It's sickening from the stupidity.
But does anybody else question something, though, guys? You know how they said if somebody gets it, okay, if you are positive for COVID-19, right, and you're hospitalized, right, none of your family, none of your extended family can be present yet. Please just enlighten me, okay? All right. My mom had, like I said, and she had MRSA, C. diff, end of stage of COPD, and cardiac failure, okay? Now, MRSA, as you guys know, is highly contagious, C. diff as well, all right? So prior to going into the ICU, you have to scrub, put your gown on, put your gloves on, put your mask on, okay? Simple as that. The same thing these doctors and these nurses wear. The same damn thing, guys. That is the same PPE that's outside that room that they have to put on before they go in to take care of your family members. Why is it the family member cannot be with their loved one if they are at a point of where they know they are not going to make it, or even if they are on a ventilator? Why are they stopping? Why are they doing that? Please explain it to me, because I've never heard of that before.
Carmelita. I cannot even go to Robin's. I cannot even go to Robin Collins' funeral tomorrow, where she is a longtime family friend. I can't even go to her funeral tomorrow. Are they going to have a gravesite funeral and only the immediate family members are allowed? But because of this this quarantine, what is that background noise?
I don't hear it.
And
the dinging?
No. It was all kind of background noise, like somebody was playing a record backwards. But I can't even. My wife and I, we can't go to the funeral because of this crowd gathering bullshit that they have. So so all we can do is send flowers.
Yeah, my friend lost her son last week, 30 years old. She couldn't even have a funeral for him. Maryland would not allow her to have a funeral.
We had a death of a newborn infant that they're connecting to coronavirus because the mother had coronavirus, and she went into premature labor, and the child didn't make it. So that is the first infant death we've had here in Louisiana connected to this. But my point is this. Remember when I brought up the subject of West Nile virus and the mosquitoes down here? And they said, oh, no, they can't carry it. They can't get it. Well, then if they can't carry it, how come some fucking tigers in a cage in New York has got this shit? And that they said that couldn't get it. The animals couldn't get it. Your pets
couldn't get it. Yeah, they're contradicting themselves.
So they are contradicting themselves. So if a dog or a cat or a tiger or whatever can get corona C-19 virus, then a mosquito can carry a C-19 virus. There's no question about it. I mean, I'm not some kind of animal biologist or insect guy, but I mean, I do have common sense. And I mean, this is just... To me, the way it's spreading through the testing. It's spreading through the testing. These swabs they're using, they're contaminated with it. They're purposely contaminated with it. And the testing is spreading the virus.
Yep. That's what I said.
Exactly.
They're camouflaging the cure. They're camouflaging the virus by analyzing it. Who has it? And that's what I see.
Oh yeah.
And what better way to have guinea pigs and then to put the virus into individuals that go into a panic and want to be tested? You have your volunteer guinea pigs right there.
It's just like I said, Carmelita, Russell, Carmelita, Joseph, it's just like I said a long time ago. If you have to ask anybody if you can trust your government, go to a reservation and ask the fucking Indians.
Yeah, I don't trust my government.
They've done this before with blankets and smallpox. They've done it before with blankets and smallpox. Think about that.
Yep.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a real national tragedy that just came across the wire, and this is truly a great loss to America, and I'm not quite sure the world will ever be the same. Honored Blackman, the iconic Bond girl, Pussy Galore, dies at 94. This is a great loss to the country. and I think all flags should be at half mast for the remainder of the year.
Right. But I tell you what, I just got a new
question.
Pushing
the war
has died. Nobody is allowed to leave New Mexico.
What do you mean not allowed to leave New Mexico? Who the hell said that? I'm leaving Maryland. I'm leaving on Monday.
We're not allowed to leave New Mexico. Let's for business. I just texted you the information.
Well, I'm leaving, and I don't give a shit what they say. I'm going straight through Virginia and keep on going.
So, anyway, yeah, so, you know, this is bullshit. This is pure bullshit.
We're actually going to allow our nation to be taken down by a corrupt fucking government. Not going to happen.
But it's happening, Carlita.
But I'm going to tell y'all what. I'm going to tell you what. I got in an argument today with a woman from Baltimore that said Carmelita's full of shit, that the hospitals are being overwhelmed in Baltimore. And you saw the videos that she posted. You saw the videos. So,
I mean, why the fuck would I lie? I mean, I couldn't make those videos up. I mean, you know, why didn't she just contact me? Because I'll walk. Look, like I told you, I'm putting scrubs on. I got a body cam. They're not going to even see my cam because it's going to be hidden by the ID because I'm going to put to where, you know, it goes through the ID. You can't really see.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can see for yourself. I'll do that. But I'm telling you right now, we got a nurse who just moved in across the street. She just bought the house. Her and her little dweeby boyfriend bought the house across the street. They moved in a few days ago. And she works at Baltimore Washington Medical Center. I'm going to ask her questions tomorrow. I mean, I didn't haven't introduced myself as of yet, but I'm going into the hospitals because, see, I'm going to have my leg braces on and everything. They're not even going to know whether I have an appointment or whatever or not. I'll wear my little mask, whatever, but I'm going to have scrubs on because I want to get inside because I'm telling you guys, I want to get on the floor where they're trying to say, I'm going to ask, one, you know, what floors, you know, are, you know, so-and-so, blah, 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 because question many people if you're in scrubs. I'll tell you that right now. They just don't. And from what I'm being told by a nurse, okay, and this is at Franklin Square Hospital, guys, downtown Baltimore. They are taking the numbers, just like I told William. They are including people who are dying from the virus, okay? Not from the virus, I'm sorry. From anything other than COVID-19, they're adding it to the number. Now, my daughter talked to a friend of hers that works at a nursing facility, and they have no cases whatsoever. None. Zero. Mm-hmm. Zero COVID-19 cases, and this is a old age home. So I'm telling you,
If it was a business, you see, they're doing like Enron. They're cooking the books. They're cooking the books.
Well, they did that for the USR. They cooked the books for the military. When you do USR, when they did USR, they were cooking numbers. They're still cooking numbers in the military. I know that for a fact, too. I mean, you gotta have the numbers in order to get funding. See, it's all about funding, all about this money coming in, all about this federal money. And, I mean, that's why I was like, you know what, I want to see this shit for myself. Because I told William, when I was in North Carolina, I said, William, my daughter called me from the hospital because my grandson got rushed by ambulance. He had an allergic reaction to ADHD, his ADHD meds. So she called me from the hospital. She says, Mom, I'm telling you right now, something's not right. Something's going on. I said, what the hell are you talking about? Me, I'm thinking something bad. I said, get the hell out of there. She goes, no, Mom, I should you not. She says, there are tents outside. She says, we just got here to the hospital. She says, there's hardly anybody in here, Mom. There's hardly anybody here. I said, no. She said, seriously. And she had her camera on and everything. And I'm telling you, there was hardly anybody there. So I said, when I get home, we're going to go to the hospitals and we're going to start videotaping all this shit. Do you have any idea how much flack I got from a few people? Well, I'd say a couple bitches. I am going to call them bitches because apparently they had to stoop to the, you know, name calling shit. So I'm calling them bitches.
Yeah,
one asked
that.
For my address. Yeah, one asked for my address. And I'm like, you know, and then, oh, yeah, we were, let me tell you what, if she was in front of me, yeah, I would have punched her ass in a heartbeat. But, you know, I digress in that regards, but I figured if I get all the video, that right there, you know, I'm not splicing the shit. I'm live on the video.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I lying? I mean, I went inside one of the tents. I pointed my camera at the sign that said, have identification and this and that ready. Do not step out of your vehicle.
And it's because people don't want to believe the truth. They're still being programmed and brainwashed.
Well,
I'm going to keep doing it.
It's like this, people. You know, you can believe what you want. You can believe us or you can believe them. But let's set the record straight. It was not us that said WMDs were in Iraq and started an entire fucking war for the purpose of Halliburton profits. Okay, let's get that straight. Okay, it was not us that said Hillary was going to win by a landslide. It was them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They lied about the polls. They lied about everything. It was not
us
they're
lying about
that
this.
Made up. It was not us that made up the charge, the fake charges against Judge Kavanaugh. It was them. It's been proven that she lied. It was not us that invented the Steele dossier, the fake dossier that led up to all that impeachment bullshit. It was not us. It was not us that called out Joe Biden and Burisma and threw everything through the entire United States Congress into a panic to where they damn near were ready to assassinate President Trump. I mean, and we didn't kill Jeffrey Epstein. So, and Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, you know, you can believe what you want, what CNN says. And just like Russell said, they fired the reporter that hit the nail on the head because she, in fact, hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
And you can believe whatever you want. You can say we got tinfoil hats on our heads. Okay, fine. I've upgraded to a stainless steel mixing bowl. I put an antenna on it so I can get Sirius XM radio with it. So fuck y'all. But believe what you want. Believe what you want. Look at the track record of the media. Look at CBS using footage from Italy and saying it's New York. I mean, these people are pathological liars. They're pathological liars. Believe your common sense. Do not get led around by the nose by the deep state media. You're going to get fucked. You're going to get fucked, and you're going to get fucked without a kiss.
I hate to say it, but that's already happening.
Republican Senator Richard Burr of South Carolina, you know he sold $1.6 million in stock, right?
Mm-hmm.
$1.6 million in stock because he knew about the coronavirus. Now, that's the Republican Senator Richard Burr in South Carolina. He knew
they
weeks before he sold his stock. Before he sold his stock. So I'm telling you, it's not just one side. You got some rhinos in there, man. They're all working together to fuck the American people. And we got to find, like I said, all of us are going to have to work together, those who really give a shit. And people are waking up, guys. But like Russell said, we got to keep our head on a swivel. I'm telling you, we just got to pay attention and watch our own asses, you know, because they can be real assholes if they want to. And they can say, well, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now, I'm going to print off my HIPAA certification tomorrow because I do have my HIPAA on the clinical side. And it's still valid. So I'm going to print that out and everything. And I have a legal right. It's my constitutional right as a United States citizen to try to find out facts. Simple as that, okay? As long as I'm not going in individuals' records without their permission. But if somebody actually signs off on a HIPAA form for me, and I can print those off, by the way, and they give me authorization, then I can actually ask people who have been, quote, unquote, diagnosed with this so-called COVID-19 virus. But we need documentation. I mean, real documentation. Because I'll tell you what, where's the bodies, guys? Why isn't the media showing us that? Why are they slicing videos from different countries? Why aren't they going into the hospitals and proving to us when we have all these questions going up in the air, I don't see CNN or MSNBC and all these people.
Carmelita, before you do that, show me one autopsy report or crime scene photo or death certificate from any of those kids at Sandy Hook.
Exactly. I'm telling you, this is another fucking farce. Nobody wants to listen. People are blind, man. I'll tell you what, this is fucking psyops at its best.
Oh, that's
what it really is.
That's what I said a month ago. This is absolutely the grandest, and when I say grandest, I mean the largest scale psyop with this kind of success ever perpetrated on the world in the history of the world.
Yes, it is.
And we said,
it fucking is.
And we stated the deep, the swamps, whatever you want to call them, they are going to take us down with them. And here it is, folks. They're taking us down with them. We're going down with them. It's up to us to fight back.
We have to fight back. Honest to God, we have to fight back. And I'll tell you what, even our military's in on this shit. I don't give a shit what anybody says. There was too much top brass with freaking Trump that day he did the briefing. Too much fucking brass. You've never seen that much brass around him before. Never. That was a lot of high-ranking brass he had surrounding him. So you know what? I mean, when have you ever seen that much brass around him when he's been given a briefing? And then all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of funny as shit, all right? I haven't heard shit out of Walter Reed about any infections, okay? They got a horseshoe set up where you have to get your prescriptions down there at Fort Meade. And you got to go through a screening process, by the way, even though you've been getting the same fucking prescriptions for the last 7-8 years. You got to go through a screening now. Don't get out of your vehicle. They'll bring the medication to you. I'm like, well, fuck you. I ain't coming through those screening. I said, I've been getting these meds forever. Y'all can mail that shit to
me. And I can tell you this right now. This I'm getting confirmations of this all over the place. See, the state of Missouri, if you live in the state of Missouri, y'all better fucking back off. Because I'm going to tell you what. Truck drivers are getting fucking pissed off with y'all's bullshit, and they're going to start going around your state, and they're not going to come into the state of Missouri anymore. This fucking speed trap bullshit y'all got up and down fucking up and down 49 and everywhere else, that ain't going to cut it. You're not going to profit off of us for hauling essential supplies. They're pulling truckers over. They're giving them ticket after ticket after ticket after ticket. They're capitalizing off of this shit. And a lot of truckers saying they're not going through Missouri anymore. They're going to go around it.
There you go.
I got people on here right now, guys, saying that they've been calling unemployment offices. All they're getting is a busy signal, or when they finally do get through and they go through the prompts at the end of it, it says people are busy in the call back. One lady tried from 10:30 this morning until 3:30.
My son's been doing that too, Carmelita. He's been getting busy signals and trying to go online.
A friend of mine got his unemployment, but they didn't send him his card. He's got $800 on his unemployment account, but he ain't got his fucking card.
Yeah, well, my son's still waiting for his fucking federal and state check, yet it was mailed out in February. He don't have it, though.
Well, I don't know, guys. I tell you, we just...
And Virgil knows what I did today. I showed him. I told him. I closed out my account, guys. I shut my savings out. I shut it down. Took all my money out of savings. Motherfuckers ain't bailing out with my money. They looked at me like I was crazy at the bank today. I had two people watching me. They didn't think I was ready. I came in there. I had my because of the amount of money I was taking out of the savings. They watched me. I pulled out my credit card, my driver's license, military ID, and my damn passport. They were like, "She's ready." I said, "Damn straight, I'm ready. Give me my money." Then they made me sign paper. I'm like, "Why do I gotta give you my Social Security number?" And they're like, well, ma'am, anything over that amount of money. I said, well, I ain't paying taxes on this shit. This is my money. I said, hell with that. And I made that clear. But, I mean, they told me I had to go through the drive-thru because all the banks are closed. But because of the amount of money it was, she says, ma'am, we got to let you in. Come around the front. So then they waited for me. I came around the front. They let me in. And you would, I'll tell you what, all eyes were, it was eerie fucking crazy for me. Because I'm like, what the hell, man? I'm the only one in here. And y'all are just staring at, you know, I'm all over the county.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I said, I just don't trust my bank. I don't trust any of the banks right now. So the reason everybody, when people are saying, why are the lines so long? It's because all the banks have closed their doors. Unless you're making a large withdrawal or some kind, or a large deposit, then they will open the door for you. But other than that, you have to go through the drive-thru. And to make payments as well, you have to go through drive-thru.
Same thing here. Yep, same thing here. So, but I tell you what,
what about your gun shop? Are your gun shops closed?
Nope, they're open here.
Yep, they're open.
No, they're open. They're open, but a few of them you have to call and make an appointment, and they'll let you in at the door when you get there.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's because it's not because of the virus factor. It's because of the potential danger for armed confrontation, for armed robberies. Because my friend Brandon Calvin at Bayou Gunslingers. He went through over 150,000 rounds of ammunition just right there in Livingston Parish, Louisiana, in East Baton Rouge. He doesn't have a 223 round left on the shelf, and what he's got ordered is on back order right now.
Damn. Well, I'll tell you what, it's close to that time. Do you guys want to continue, or do you want to sign off?
I'm going to sign off here because I'm going to call a couple of friends of mine in the healthcare industry. I want to get some insight from them. I'm going to call Sarah.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to deal with lawyers in the morning. I got to deal with lawyers in the morning, so I need my rest.
All right. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, I got a ton of paperwork I need to do.
All right. Well, we'll continue tomorrow night. And I tell you what, you know, just I put a challenge out there for everybody. I don't know if you saw my video or not, but I put a challenge for everybody to start recording everything, you know, and bring it to us and to document it and everything else. But I tell you, you know, we'll expose it one way or the other. But y'all be safe out there. We'll see y'all tomorrow night and everything. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, America.
Good night.
Be safe, guys.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right,